creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rat, you name it. Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes.
This is the M Zone.
And welcome back to the M Zone. Now starting the Eminem Show, the Matt and Matt Show. Matty Leach. Now sitting in the captain's chair for our guy, Jamie Morris, Matt the Hitman Mizzler, best man in the Bizzler, on the ones and twos. And yeah, man, oh, Miz, you playing that song is just getting me, oh, cannot wait for that Thanksgiving dinner here, just a few days away. Oh, all the fixings, all the sides. Oh man, I cannot wait.
I gotta find
as bad as my anticipation for this big game we got on Saturday. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's all good. I gotta find there. Someone did an updated one of that, and I gotta find that. And I'll play for you on our way out, at least.
Okay. Well, I like to hear it, man. I like to hear it, and we want to hear from you. At 734-998-1050. It's Tuesdays. We do our power rankings on Tuesday. Top five in the Big Ten after Michigan and Ohio State both played close games here on Saturday. We want to know, where do you rank those top two? Because we did top five, Miz, but I think pretty much everybody has had the same 3, 4, and 5 of Penn State at 3, Iowa at 4, and Purdue at 5. You might mix up, maybe throw Maryland in there at 5, but it's pretty much, how are you feeling about Michigan and Ohio State? Who do you think is the top dog going into this matchup? And that's not to say who's going to necessarily win, but who, going into the game, how do you feel? How are those power rankings in your eyes? So give us a call at 734-998-1050. We'll go out to the East Coast and our guy, Philly E. What's up, brother?
Well, actually, we got Eric in South Carolina lined up first.
Oh,
then we got
my
Philly,
fault.
So.
I didn't mean to jump. Oh, man, my bad. Good. I did not mean to jump ahead, Miz. I get all the E's mixed up. We're going down south first to South Kakalaki. What's up, E?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? If it's all right with y'all, can I let Philly E go first?
Yeah, you want Philly E go first? We can come back.
Sure,
back
why not, man? We'll do a little
switch
let's up.
Yeah, Philly E go first.
Okay, 1 second.
Back to the East Coast. Philly, what's going on?
Hey, what's up? It doesn't matter, right?
Hey, man. It's all good. We ready to go. Doesn't matter what order you put us in. Let's do it.
Well, we know. Coach, he's a class act anyway. Hey, listen. I don't know if anybody realizes this, but Jim's been there. He's had two trips to Columbus, 2016 and 18, and both were all for all the marbles. And here we go again. Like, this is three trips in a row that he's been there, and I think the third time is the charm. Obviously, 16 was robbery, 18 was absolute disaster. 2022, we're going to win this game. Listen, I think we have the defensive personnel, and just as importantly, and maybe because we've had defensive personnel before, 2018, I thought we did. However, we didn't have the scheme in 2018. We do have the scheme, and I guess one of your guests was talking about pressure. Of course, that's important, and I'm glad we're getting Morris back. But I still think, kind of like what I was saying last year, we have a coordinator that's going to disguise coverages, use multiple coverages to slow down this kid's progression. That is going to buy us time to get pressure. So I think it's going to be a little of both. Yeah, we're going to get some pressure with our front, but it's also going to have to be helped out by the scheme that we use in the back seven. And I think that's really going to happen. Remember what Iowa did? They were so successful. I mean, my Lord, I mean, they were setting up shop inside the 30. I don't know how many times they couldn't move the ball. That's friggin' Iowa, okay? We have better personnel. And of course now Petrus doesn't wear maize and blue to literally just gift wrap the freaking game away, because that's what it ended up happening. That's not going to happen. We're going to have an offense that's going to complement our defense, considering our OL and our running backs. And yes, listen, hey, I'm all the way here in Philly, but you know those kids are playing. Look what Chase Brown. I saw that kid. I looked like, oh, my God, that kid. There's no way that kid's playing. Are you kidding? Did you even know the kid was ever even injured? I mean, come on.
I couldn't believe it, Billy. I couldn't.
Yeah. So, listen, our kids, they've been talking about this game all year. Listen, if I had a gun in my head, every single one of those kids are playing. So, but, you know, that's just me. And you know what? I think this bodes well for us because I think a lot of people are going to fall for the rope at Dope. Michigan's banged up. Great. You know what? Think all that. All right? So, whatever. That's going to help us out. And I still think that there's a whole level to JJ's game that we have not seen yet. What is this dog doing? She is absolutely losing her mind. I'll tell you what, though, it's getting on my nerves. I just saw my boy Reese Davis. And, of course, he's all about, yes to OSU if they lose, but hell no to Michigan. And, like, his big determining factor is, like, Notre Dame. Like, I mean, really, it's like, okay, they played Notre Dame back in, what, first game of the year, who proceeded to lose to frickin' Marshall. And not just Marshall, but frickin' Stanford on top of it, both at home. Come on. The only reason Notre Dame is even getting any pub at all is because they went through the ACC, Clemson and North Carolina. But here's my question. Does that say more about Notre Dame? Or does that just tell you how bad the ACC is that Notre Dame can just walk in there and just pillage and then turn around? Oh, man, she's pooping. Are you kidding me? This dog is killing me. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Should we have put the other E on? Is that what we have done? Did you need to walk the dog over there? What's happening, Philly?
I have a senior dog, and I guess she's having a senior moment. But they don't make the pens for dogs, I guess. but he's so adamant about. But here's the thing about it. Feinbaum gets on there, and Feinbaum's like, there's only two teams in the country that can beat Georgia. And he thinks it's either Michigan or Ohio State and nobody else. And this whole thing about LSU, what a joke. Because you know what? Now that Tennessee has been exposed, what is LSU's real resume now? What is it? A last-second win against Alabama? And I don't get it. I don't understand it. And the other thing is, if I had a gun to my head, Alabama is better than both Tennessee and LSU. Unfortunately, they had to go on the road and lose to both of them by the skin of their teeth. I think if they play either one of those teams in a neutral site, they probably win. But none of those guys are playoff teams. That's my point. But for whatever reason, the ESPN media is just so, I don't know, bullish on the SEC. It's funny, though. I saw something on the SEC network this morning where they had this guy projecting playoff chances, and he was like already – everybody's already apologetic, like, don't kill the messenger. But, like, he had Michigan going in there, like 60-something percent, even with a loss. So let me get this straight now. The SEC network guy is basically backing Michigan more than ESPN people. It's just I don't get it. I don't get these ESPN people. But we'll see what happens tonight. But, again, it's all going to come out in the wash, I guess. But I think we're winning the game. Anyway, go talk to Dennis and E from South Carolina. And I guess I'll talk to you. Oh, you guys, have a good holiday. I'm sorry. Have a good holiday, and I'll talk to you all later. Go Blue.
Same to you, Philly. And, hey, man, appreciate you taking care of those senior dogs, those senior pets. They need love out there too. So appreciate you doing the good deed. And so we are going to keep it rolling here on the phone, 734-998-1050. We are going to go back to South Carolina. We're hoping he's ready now. What's going on, E?
Dear football guys, if you're listening to me out there, please let Michigan be victorious this weekend because I don't want to have to attend services for my good friend, Troy. Because he will probably have a conniption.
he was on all. I have to steal from my girlfriend out there listening. She said he was on all caps on that one.
Man, listen, please don't let Michigan lose this weekend. We don't want to lose another crate. Man, but you know what? I'm gonna tell you. I JJ cannot play. And the wide receivers, we gonna need them. to have not even a – they don't even have to have a phenomenal game. They can be pedestrian. They just can't be terrible like they were this past weekend. You can't miss wide open guys, and the ball hits your hands, you got to catch them, catch it, because that is the stuff that you cannot have when you're playing Ohio State. Last year we beat them because normally when something bad happens, Michigan's players lose their head and we get blown out after that. But last year, you know, I think Kay threw an interception or something like that, but it didn't matter because we came right back and scored or something like that. You guys, they got to play through adversity, and they can't lose it the first time something goes bad, which means you got to catch those short passes or those first downs or those touchdowns. You can't settle for three. You got to get seven. You can't turn it over in the red zone. You can't turn it over, period, but definitely not in the red zone. You have to be smart with the football. Now, I'm going to tell you something I saw that we're going to have all – I've been watching Ohio State on purpose this year. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've been watching with a full cup of something that made me woozy that I can stomach. It made me – it relaxed me enough to stomach what I was watching, but I watched it. Ohio State, please let Blake Corum be all right. Or Donovan Edwards. I don't even think it really matters. I don't think it matters if it's Blake Corum or Donovan Edwards. I think either one would do. Ohio State is terrible against the run. I watched him play Northwestern, and that dude Hall, I don't know if he Hall and Oates' nephew or Daryl Hall, whoever Hall he is, this dude was just a guy. Like, this dude was 100 pounds less Matt Mizzer, and he was killing them. They ran for the Wildcat. Matt, you can lose 100 pounds and go play for Ohio State. You can play against Ohio State and get 100 yards. Like, he was killing them. So they cannot stop the run. They are not like that. I promise you. So people say, oh, we're going to be able to throw the ball and beat Ohio State. No, you don't. You got to be able to throw it a little bit. And you got to be able to catch first downs. And you got to be able to be a – you got to have a – you got to be able to have a threat of – because if they just load the box, yeah, you're not going to be able to beat them. But if you show that you would throw downfield and your receivers can actually make a play or two, you can beat them. But what you did against Illinois wouldn't beat my team. You know, it just wouldn't. But I do think that Michigan held something back. I think that, and I'm going to tell you what I'm a little concerned with. I'm a little concerned with the play callers. I'm a little concerned with our offensive coordinators. They remind me of when Josh Gattis figured it all out. He was good enough to beat the bad teams, but when you play against somebody good, now we're going to find out if these guys deserve the check that they're getting. And I'm not saying if they lose, they don't deserve the check they're getting. But let's see if these guys actually can get it done on a big stage, because we really haven't played anybody. Penn State is a good team, but they're not a great team. Now you're about to get your feet to the fire. Can you perform? Can you get the boys where they need to be victorious? I don't know. We'll see. But I don't think for any stretch of anything that Ohio State is just a given to beat us because we're playing in Columbus. Because as much as Michigan struggled, I watch Ohio State struggle more. So, I mean, the only thing the difference between Michigan and Ohio State is Ohio State got a high-powered quarterback who can sling it, and they got wide receivers that can catch it. Now, our secondary is what I'm scared of, who I'm scared for. But I'm not worried about us running the ball. I know we're going to be able to run the ball. If they can connect, we can throw. Because they secondary terrible too. I think it's going to be a shootout. I don't think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be a shootout. But I think our defense is better than theirs. And I think we etched them just a little bit. I think 45-42. I think we win down in Columbus. So, top five real quick. Purdue, Iowa. If Iowa had any offense, they'd be above Penn State. Penn State, right now, I'm going to have to put Michigan at number two. And number one, they're the team I refuse to say their name. So that's all I got, man. Y'all have a good one, man. Go Blue. happy Thanksgiving to all of my WTKA family. And you guys have a safe and happy holiday. Go Blue.
Same to you, E. We appreciate the phone call, appreciate the well wishes from down there in South Carolina. And I agree with you. We certainly have enough to get the game done. It's whether these coaches put our guys in the best position to go out there and make some plays. And then, as we know it, as always in this game, somebody has to step up in those big moments and make those big plays. And I got faith, like you do, E, that we can do it. But it's going to take a hell of a game plan and heck of a called game by those coordinators, both on the offensive side, trying to balance that run game and passing attack, and then also on the defensive side, slowing down that high-powered passing attack of Ohio State. We're going to keep it rolling on the phone, 734-998-1050, and go to Dennis in the OC.
Hey, Matt, how are you, the Mighty Matt Missler, doing?
We are doing great, Dennis. How about yourself over there?
I'm doing well. Also, I know that we're down a man because Jamie's out, but just as those Wolverines stepped up on Saturday afternoon, overcoming those injuries to defeat those pesky Illini from Champaign-Urbana, that's what you two guys are doing. They're leading the premier show, the M Zone, here on this Tuesday afternoon as we're just itching, getting ready to see another great big Michigan victory over those Scarlet and Gray Stormtroopers down there in Columbus, and for those Buckeye Nuts to be crushed out there in that stadium when they turn that Scarlet and Gray Block O into a great big rosy Block M, just like they did 100 years ago when the Buckeyes dedicated their stadium down there, and it was finally built, and it was Michigan 19, Ohio State zip. And believe you me, those Wolverines mean to get a piece of Ohio State on Saturday. They mean to rededicate that stadium in a proper fashion here on its centennial. I can hardly wait. You can hardly wait. And let's not forget the 25 years before that game, the Wolverines and the Buckeyes first met in the history of this rivalry, this greatest rivalry in the history of this grand old game of man's inhumanity to man, or is it more apropos to say Wolverines in humanity to Buckeye? It was Michigan 34, Ohio State zip. And 100 years after that, in 1997, 25 years ago, those Wolverines won a national championship. And on their way there, they took on those Buckeyes here in Ann Arbor, out there in the hole that Yost, Doug, Chrysler paid for, Cadam carpeted, Weidenbach resided, Martin Fieldturf, Parker renovated, Brandon lit, manual maintains, and Jimmy Harbaugh filled every cotton pick in maize and blue Michigan home football Saturday with over 100,000 of the greatest fans in the history of collegiate sport. And the Wolverines scored this a 20-14 victory. Don't you realize 20 and 14, they equal 34, right? That's the same number of points that was scored 100 years before that. Oh, I can hardly wait. You can hardly wait. Oh, that was 25 years ago. And not only will we celebrate the 25th anniversary of that Michigan National Championship with a victory over the Scarlet and Gray Stormtroopers, the nattering nabobs of nutty negativism down there in that horseshoe-shaped hellhole of hate and hostility, that double-decked den of the devil's dastardly deeds, we'll also be celebrating the 100th anniversary of the Michigan victory of their stadium dedication game. Oh, those Wolverines are getting ready. All phases of the game, all the players who have been nicked up, they're all going to be playing in that game. And we've seen with Jake Money Moody kicking that ball like he did on Saturday afternoon, 4-for-4, leading the Wolverines to a dramatic victory over those biting Illini from Champaign-Urbana. He's going to do the same thing on Saturday afternoon. Oh, and just like Eric said, it's going to be Michigan by 3 points. Another walk-off field goal by Jake Moody. The crowd's going to go stark raving bananas. Everybody's going to realize he's the greatest kicker in the history of the game, and there's going to be nothing left to do except sing the greatest college fight song, the Michigan Victors, because I'll tell you, that Wolverine offense is going to hum along like they haven't done all year. It's going to be their best performance of the year. J.J. McCarthy running the ball. J.J. McCarthy making decisions on when to run and when to hand off. J.J. McCarthy with his passing game, short passes, intermediate passes, the occasional longer pass. Oh, those wide receivers with their patterns, they're going to get some separation. There's going to be play action to help them do that. And when that ball comes in, they're going to make those contested catches. When that ball comes in and they see green in front of them, they're not going to lose concentration. They're going to hang onto that ball and they're going to score touchdowns. They're going to get first downs. And that defensive unit is just going to get out there and they're going to slow down those Buckeyes like they did last year. They're going to say, we may not have Hutchinson and Ojabo, but you better not take us lightly, you Buckeyes, because we're going to be putting the Ohio State quarterback on his keister, just like they did many years ago to Arch Schlesinger when he was on his keister. And those Wolverines are going to put C.J. Stroud, and he's going to be on a cloud, but it's not going to be cloud nine, because his team's going to lose to the Wolverines. And then the special teams, they're going to be sparkling out there in that horseshoe-shaped snake pit, that den of iniquity. Now when the Wolverines are done and they've turned that scarlet and gray block O into a great big rosy block M, we're saying rosy because back in the day the Rose Bowl would be the prize, but what's going to happen here is that it's going to be a rosy block M, but those Wolverines will win this game. Then they're going to go to the college the Big Ten Championship, they're going to win that, and then into the college football playoffs. I can hardly wait. You can hardly wait. It's going to be a great big Michigan Saturday afternoon as those Wolverines get vengeance for all the slights we've suffered at the hands of the Scarlet and Gray Stormtroopers. So all I can say is, hail to the victors. Let's go Blue. Let's go M-Zone. Let's go Premier Show. Let's go Matt. Let's go Miz. Let's go Jamie. And once again, the greatest fight song ever written is going to ring out long and loud. Hail to the victors. Let's go Blue and smash OSU.
Love it, Dennis. Love it. Oh, the bringing back the chills. Again, you know, that was always a must on the way to Ann Arbor, listening to those Bob Buford tapes. And, oh, yes, bringing us way back to some of those great games, those great memories of Michigan over Ohio State. Can this weekend be one more of those great memories that we talk about 50 years from now? We will see soon enough. But we are going to keep it rolling on the phone, 734-998-1050. Ken, up in Lansing, what's going on, brother?
Hey, fellas, how we doing? I could have followed anybody but Dennis. Dennis got too much going for him. He's got it going. I appreciate you, Dennis, from the OC. We have met before, Dennis, at the Grill Wars in 2011. I don't know if you remember that meeting, but we met, my friend. But you're a hard act to follow. But, Coach E, you stole some of my thunder. It's going to be a slugfest. And I also want to know why everybody thinks Ohio State's so damn good. They gave up 300 yards passing to Maryland last weekend. They gave up 200 yards rushing to Northwestern when they knew they couldn't throw the damn ball that game. And they still got 200 yards on them running.
Oh, yeah. No, they were rocking and rolling that day, and that was the game to me that really made me question the toughness, because it's not only was Northwestern running all over them, but Ohio State on all those short third and ones, third and twos, they could not pick up those critical first downs.
You're exactly right, Matt. They couldn't, whereas Northwestern was hitting them at 7-8 yards a clip on some of them runs. So I'm not real worried about them. And I bet you, if you asked Jamie the night before the Ohio State game, if he had a boo-boo on his leg, he would say, to hell with that boo-boo. We're playing Ohio State. So anybody that can walk is going to be playing in that game, fellas. We all know that.
That is the truth.
Bob, I bet you, Matt, you're going to have to share some stories with us about your father playing down there and beating them worthless hillbillies. But I got to end this by saying one thing from our beloved radio friend, JJ from Lincoln Park. You cannot spell Buckeyes without spelling the word Seps. Go Blue, baby.
Oh, love it, Ken. Love it, Ken. And you are right. Homage to our guy, JJ from Lincoln Park. You cannot spell Buckeyes without S-U-C-K. And oh, man, did we love when he would drop that one on us. And oh, yeah, maybe we'll save him here for Friday. I know we don't have enough time here today, but I got plenty of stories. And yes, part of the reason why Ricky is still regarded these days, you beat Ohio State three times, twice down in Columbus. That's part of what makes you a legend and part of what makes you part of this Michigan lore. So we do have time to squeeze in one more phone call to finish out the show, right? To finish out this pre-holiday edition of the M Zone, right? Our guy, Jake, right here in Ann Arbor.
What a great day to be a Michigan Wolverine. Always a great day to be a Michigan Wolverine. I want to give a big congrats out to the Michigan football, the Michigan basketball, the Michigan women's basketball. I also want to give a shout out to Anthony down in Orlando, Eric from South Carolina, Dennis from the OC. I also want to give a shout out to JJ. I miss JJ to Lincoln in Lincoln Park. I also want to say the one that just called from Lansing, I want to give a shout out and stuff. And I just want to say to all the WTKA family, just keep up the great work. I really enjoy listening to this station. But I am pumped out. We are one day to the men's basketball game, 2 days to the women's basketball game, and 4 awesome days to the big game, the Michigan versus Ohio. And I want to hear you, Wolverine Nation. When I say go, you say blue. Go!
Love it, Jake. No better way to close out the show here after a short week for Heroes on the M Zone, but certainly been a great one. Ah, this is what we live for, Miz. This is what it's all about, and I'm so happy. Jamie said it's not Black Friday. It's Maize and Blue Friday, baby, and we cannot wait to be back. We will give our predictions for the game. We'll hear some more old stories. We'll talk about what should be another epic matchup between Michigan and Ohio State.
Absolutely. We send you out with a remix edition of the Thanksgiving song done by none other than Austin 316 himself.
Green beans, mashed potatoes, extra gravy, extra gravy. Green beans, mashed potatoes, extra gravy, extra gravy. Some corn on the cob, corn on the cob, some corn on the cob. And some more green beans, some corn on the cob. What? Corn on the cob. What? Some corn on the cob. What? And some more green beans.
What? You've been listening to the
M's. Love it. Love it, Biz. That is, you are the best in the biz.
Send us out,
and
brother.
Yes,
man.
You've been listening to the M Zone on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. The ticket.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.